Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code?
98837.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name?
Cynthia Moore.
Okay, Ms. Moore, that zip code is 98837.
Correct.
I don't see an order in your name yet. Have you placed an order for something?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I received my credit card statement, and supposedly on January 12th, there was something ordered, and it only cost $9.97. And the description of what is showing here is written out as Athletic Fitness Now PERF with this phone number, and I don't know what it's all about.
Okay, this is a call center. We answer the phone for over 100 companies that sell products. Now, the number can be just used randomly by companies, and they may not have hired us to take their calls. But what I can do is try to find the account. Can you spell your first name for me?
Cynthia Moore.
Okay. What is your email address? Let's see if I can find it that way.
Cindy A. Moore at gmail.com. And the Cindy is spelled C-Y-N-D-I-E.
Okay. Let's see here. Will you verify the mailing address and make sure I have the right account pulled up?
1421. Judith Street, Moses Lake, Washington, 98837.
Okay. So on this account, I see an order was generated back in November of last year when you ordered the dash cam. Well, actually, it was October of last year. The $9.97 was what you paid the shipping and handling for the SD card. Do you recall that?
Right.
The dash cam?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So when you ordered the dash cam, you also initiated a membership. The membership fee entitled you to get the dash cam and the SD card at such a low cost.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am. So you're a part of a membership, a shopping club.
Oh, I didn't realize that, and I do not want to be in a membership for that. Is that what the... $9.97 is for?
Yes, ma'am. That was from shipping and handling for the SD card that was shipped out to you.
Okay. So how do I contact this Athletic Fitness Now PERF to cancel the membership that I had the charges for on January 12th?
Okay, well, nothing can be canceled because that was just shipping and handling. That was for the product that you received, the SD card.
Well,
for the dash cam. And the dash cam,
well,
of course, is according to the, we see that it was delivered by the United States Post Office, so that was given to the Post Office. So that's something that can't be refunded. And the dash cam, of course, you know, that is the device that you use on highway driving. And you can record that SD card?
I did receive that.
Okay.
But I did not know that it was with this athletic fitness thing. And I certainly did not know that it was a membership thing.
Okay.
That
yes, ma'am. It was for a membership. Now, you have not incurred any charges for the membership because the card declined it. It never did go through. So the only thing you've been charged is for the dash cam, the shipping and handling, and the SD card.
Okay. And that was clear back in November?
Let's see here. It So that was the original order, and then it looks like you ordered it again in January.
Okay, yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's why I've got it in the statement then.
Exactly.
I just did not recognize the so-called company name, and mm-hmm. With today's world and all the scamming and hacking going on, I wanted to verify those because I had no idea what that company name representative or what could have been ordered. You've
yes,
definitely
ma'am.
Cleared that up for me, so I'll be free to pay my credit card statement.
Okay.
And thank you
yes,
for
ma'am.
The information about the membership that was declined, and I feel more comfortable now. Thank you a million times over.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
You're welcome, and have a
Bye.
Good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.